والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. Today inshallah ta'ala being the 25th day, I mean 25th day of the month of Ramadan. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept it from us as an act of ibadah. I target to be how to quit the secret habit. How to what? Quit the secret habit. And the topic is masturbation in Ramadan. Masturbation. You know what is masturbation? Okay. Today, Bismillah Ta'ala is how to quit this secret habit. Come to discuss one of the most serious social problems in our society today, which is the victim so far alone, nobody shared it with him. And away from the eyes and supervisions of good friends and even relatives who can guide them. So inshallah ta'ala, the topic inshallah ta'ala will address it if we are willing to actually change for the betterment of ourselves and our life entirely. It will be as well as a guide to think together. You and me thinking together in order for all to benefit. So in search of possible solutions, as we think together, we will search the solution together, and inshallah ta'ala, I will try to the best of my ability not to give all a medical prescription, nor it is a religious advice or fatwa, but it rather intend to relate to our dear brothers and sisters who are struggling from the problems, are looking for a possible solution that they could help them out of it. So inshallah ta'ala is a kind of something that you all know. In order for us to deep down in the background, it is known to many that significant numbers of our brothers and sisters today, especially the younger ones, are suffering from physical as well as psychological pressure of what is known as a secret habit to them. To the best of my knowledge, most of them are searching for solutions to the struggle. Most of them, they are searching for solutions for the struggle, because they find that it's something very dangerous. What makes things worse is the inflictions of life, expenses and a lot of things and thinking and the rest. So and the nonsensical, irresponsible people we have in our lives as our friends and even the government are not helping matters as well. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. And it could be also demands of our parents and relatives when the youth want to get married and they start family lovely. As a result, young men and women turn to masturbation as they find it to be best alternative to fulfill their sexual desires. You see, they don't care. You know, it's easy. They can use it in order for them to satisfy themselves visually. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. While they stay away from committing fornication and adultery, so they prefer to also indulge in that, the little one they can do. All that happened in a time when women are exposed to just like tomato is. You know, women are exposed like the way what? The way tomato is cooked. Isn't it? That is how women are exposed these days. You see them, their body is always outside. So you see that as soon as the woman passes and the brother is sitting down, and he saw her passing, and maybe he entices her, The next thing is that he will be aroused. And before you know, he don't want to commit adultery and zina. So the best thing all he needs to do is go back home and masturbate himself. So his work satisfaction. So this is a sickness. This is a sickness. So the fact that these youth are suffering and are in search of solution, although quietly in their own way. I was in one of the class, I don't know where, and somebody asked a secret question. Madam, I happen to find myself in a kind of masturbation and I want to quit it, and I've done everything possible in order for me to quit it, but I cannot quit it. It is a problem on me and I want to quit. Please advise me. Do you understand me? So it happened often and on. So they looking for the solution their own way. It is a clear indication that they know that masturbation is religiously unlawful, isn't it? They know it, so they are looking for a way in order for them to get out of it. Do you understand me? So you can see a lot of things lead to it. When you see women exposing themselves in the market, in the mosque, Facebook, social network sites, you see them here and there. I don't know whether they are advertising themselves in the social media. Are those women advertising themselves on social media? And the brothers too, you know? The brother, you don't have much problem. But I think sisters have more problem. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. They also know that anyone who commits any kind of sin, including masturbation, who does so, is the state of wickedness. Therefore, in order to avoid displeasing Allah Ta'ala, one should avoid deeds that are unpleasant to Allah. Mostly, things become religious and lawful haram after they have been determined to be harmful to human health or may cause negative social implications in one's life. Similarly, masturbation is physically harmful. Not only that, it's damaging as far as the future and the relationship of the addict with their partner and the society in which they live in are concerned. When you masturbate, you will say that you are very, very quick in order for you bringing yourself to a climax. So when you come to the real deal between you and your spouse, you will not be able to do what is expected of you anymore, which is very, very bad. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. So masturbation weakens one's body and takes away one's youth and sexual ability. This claim is what I am told by a lot of people, and I have read about it also. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Now, what is the secret habit? What is the secret habit? The secret habit is a terminology commonly used in the middle understanding of all, so that we will be able to understand that. And in most of our traditions in Africa, we also as well understand what the secret habit as well, isn't it? To refer to masturbation according to the Oxford Dictionary, it says what masturbate means: to stimulate one's genitals with hands for sexual pleasure. That is what is masturbation. It's known that both male and female genders practice masturbation. Is it only man that do it? The woman do masturbation and woman do masturbation as well, isn't it? But studies have found that mainly our brethren are the ones that engage in that what? Masturbation. Do you understand me? Males, they are the ones that engage in it often on. So they are more engaged in the secret habit more than the females. To my surprise, many started practicing the secret habit at an early age. Wallahi, at an early age. Around 9, 10, 11, they start masturbating. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Why do people turn to masturbation? Why? People often turn to masturbation due to the following, among the other things.
being desperate for sexual satisfaction, being bored and in need for entertainment, being lonely and wanting to be engaged, wanting to try or experience one's sexual potential, especially school children. They want to what? Kite. They want to test their sexual potential, especially children that are what? In school. You know, secondary school these days is not what you think, isn't it? Is this secondary school? I think even up to primary now. May Allah help us. What is the Islamic ruling of masturbation? This part of it is for the information for those who may be reading a lot of verses and a lot of statements of scholars. But the general, for the general purpose of this, rather than reading the fatwas of scholars and the statements of scholars, you will find a solution and problem within Allah Ta'ala if you do that sexually. My standing here before you have to show that you don't need to seek any risk in trying to change from the attitude that you have engaged in for masturbation. Therefore, you hardly see people discouraging masturbation or people saying it outwardly or maybe in classes where they lecture you or where they discuss issues about it. But inshallah ta'ala will continue encouraging you or encouraging one another. I don't know how they may solve those social problems of us. But inshallah ta'ala, it will go a long way to help us within Allah ta'ala. But as far as we are Muslim and we are confined, in Islam, our guide is our ways of living, isn't it? Our guide is our ways of living. And in our ways of taking care of anything we are entrusted with, thus we turn to Islam to find solutions to problems like our subject matter. So we turn to Islam in order for us to get the solution to any problem. Did Islam leave everything untouched? Islam didn't. In fact, one thing that will amaze you is that Islam teaches you how to go to toilet, isn't it? And when you get to the toilet, Islam teaches you how to squat down in the toilet. Do you know this? Did you know that Islam teaches you how to squat down in the toilet? If you want the fish to come out very well, you need to squat down there, rely more on your what? On your left hand side. So you put most of your weight where? In your left hand side. By that time, you see that this your thigh here will now press your tummy here, and the faces will come out well. You understand me? This is the teaching of Islam. So if it's not Islam, where will you learn this? So Islam did not leave any thing on top. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, therefore, the majority of Islamic scholars from the Maliki school of thought and the Shafi'i school of thought have ruled against masturbation. They are therefore if permissible to masturbate. They supported their opinion with the Quranic verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you know, the sheikh that read off the last four raka'ah in his last raka'ah or second last raka'ah also, he read about qada'a aflaha al-mu'minun, isn't it? So qada'a aflaha al-mu'minun, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِزَكَاتِهِمْ فَاعِلُونَ والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون الا على ازواجهم او ما ملكت ايمانهم فانه غير ملوم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, successful indeed are the believers, those who are humble in their prayers, those who turn away from all that is fabulous, those who pay zakah, those who safeguard, they are safe. This is the main point. Those who what? Sell their what? They are chastened. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Except what their right hand possesses for them. Also Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, advise Muslim single who are unable to marry to fast. And he say, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab man istata' minkum al-ba'd wal yatazawwaj. Wa innahu, he says, if you have reached the age of marriage and you have the means, you should marry. You understand me? But if you don't have, you cannot afford to marry, then you should fast. For that, you will find you to lower your gaze and guide in your chastity. Whosoever cannot do that, it is better for you to fast. So masturbation has been the best solution. Had masturbation has been the best solution, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have advised you and me to masturbate. But because it's not, it is forbidden totally. So Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah was asked about masturbation and he said, masturbation is haram according to the majority of the scholars. So why are you masturbating? On the other hand, scholars from the Hanafi school of thought have said that masturbation is originally impermissible, but one may practice masturbation if the following three things are applicable on them. The person is unmarried. The person is doing it because otherwise he will not commit adultery. The person is not doing it that just for the sake of achieving orgasm or fool by himself. Practically, most of the people who practice masturbation will admit that they are suffering in a way or another and are trying to find their way out of it by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grace. So to get straight easily without practicing, even after marriage, because if you marry, you involve in masturbation, even if you marry, you continue doing it. If you continue doing it, become an addicted to you. There's nothing you can do. It becomes what? Addicted to it. Just like somebody that is addicted to alcohol or whatever. So you become addicted to it. So in addition to that, brothers and sisters, some addicts of masturbation practice it more than twice in a day. They practice how many times in a day? More than twice in a day. Some... One brother says, the thread has finished. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. So they may find it difficult to sacrifice their partner. Isn't it? So you know, it is something even married couple cannot commit. They cannot commit to intercourse that amount of time on the daily basis. Can you commit to yourself to time for the intercourse 2 times in a day or 3 times in a day? Can you do it? So many brothers and sisters, because of the weakness of them in nature, they will not be able to do all these things. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me, make it easy for you as well. Therefore, as long as masturbation can lead to haram, be it physical or psychological, it is not allowed for it to be practiced by any Muslim, male or female. This is why Allah forbid us in Surah Al-Baqarah. Surah Al-Baqarah. You know, Surah Al-Baqarah is the Quran Tuko, verse 195. From endangering ourselves. From what? Endangering ourselves. He said, do not cast yourself into what? Destruction by your own hand. Do not what? Do not what? Do not cast yourself into what? Destruction by your own what? إِلَى التَّحَلُكَ. By your own hand. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Is it possible to quit masturbation? Who can answer me? Answer me. Is it possible? Any habit, be it good or bad, can be changed and transformed. Masturbation is habit and that can be tackled and transformed into a positive habit. Many have been addicted to it in the past, but with Allah willing, they are able to overcome it and become better and more productive individuals, more productive people in the community. And in their communities today, they are well and they are reckoned with. As an example, The possibility of quitting masturbation lies in the hands of its victim himself. It lies in which person's hands? In the hands of who? The possibility of quitting masturbation lies in the hands of who? It lies in the hands of the victim. The person that is engaging in masturbating. Do you understand me? One needs to develop strong will and then follow simple guidelines, and they are set to be free from masturbation, inshallah. Because you are the one that leads yourself to, isn't it? And you are going to be the one to what? To what? To remove yourself from it. How can one quit masturbation? The fact that you are immediately jumped to this part of the what? Discussion, you know, you may be thinking that, so the man, just go direct. Don't talk here, isn't it? But we need to talk so that you can get what? The background to it. May Allah make it easy for you and me. So you can see that supporting assumption that you are looking for a solution or are willing to quit the secret habit. But again, please make sure you are convinced that one can quit from bad habit whenever he decides to do so. Is it true? Is it true?
Yes.
So one can quit from bad habit, isn't it?
Yes.
But you need to have what? The conviction first. You need to have what? The conviction that yes, I can quit it. Do you understand me? Also, I have to say this, although the suggestions of solution I am presenting to you may not be something that you may look at it that, oh, Imam, give a fatwa. It's not a fatwa. I'm giving you something that there are still suggestions from Islamic religious angle, and I'm hopeful that you will find it beneficial to you, inshallah. Do you understand me? To overcome the secret habit, let's consider the following things. Number one, make an honest intention from your heart to quit that secret habit. An honest what? An honest what I said? Honest intention to quit the secret habit. They say, when there is a will, there is a way. The only one who can motivate one to make decision to achieve something is oneself. Motivators, preachers, only deliverers. But at the end of the day, it's up to us to change or not to change, isn't it? Allah does not change condition of a people until they themselves decide to change what is in within themselves. So it's Al-A'raf, isn't it?
Yes.
That is Quran 3, verse what? 11. Go. Allah does not change you except you determine to what? To change what is within yourself. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for me and you. Number two, be mindful of Allah. Be mindful of what? Of Allah is a powerful weapon again. Be mindful of who I said? Allah. Is what? A powerful weapon. One has to be mindful of Allah. In other words, in order to put a stop to committing the sacred habit, it is important to observe Allah at all times. Anytime one finds his or herself alone, they have to remember that they are never alone. They have to remember what? They are never alone. That Allah is always with you. Do you, and don't you love Allah? Don't you love Allah? If you love Allah, remember Allah is always with you. If you love Allah, we are not ashamed that He is with us, isn't it? We are not ashamed that He is with us. Observing us. And yet we can allow ourselves into doing this. If you know Allah is watching you, Allah is observing you, Allah Ta'ala sees you, then why are you trying to what? Ashamed. Are you ashamed of Allah being with you?
No.
So why are you removing from your mind that Allah is not with you then? May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me. Number three, let's observe the fruit of Allah consciousness. The what? The fruit of Allah consciousness. Once Allah consciousness should prevent them from possessing pornographic image. Consciousness of Allah, isn't it? Will prevent you from what? Possessing pornographic. You know what is pornographic? Image? All these pictures of women that are naked. That is pornographic. You see that picture. As you are browsing, before you know it, they'll flash it for you. And you just click on it. As you click on it, maybe in your mobile phone or in your computer, it will take you to another site. And when you just, you are carried away. You will be busy doing some certain things you never wish for to. The other one is what? Watching pornographic films. You know what's a pornographic film? Eh? All these BS film. How do they call it? Blue film co? They name it, they say blue film. Isn't it? And sometimes you see they put SXXX. What does that mean? So that is what they mean. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Encouraging other into pornography. You know, people encourage people into pornography. Do you know that? Did you know that? Of course. People leave people to eat. You even change it. Some people, their own business is even that they should transfer the pornographic and whatever into your phone and you pay them. So let us be punctual in our daily prayers and establish our salat regularly. Surely salat restrain one from indecency and evil, isn't it? Inna salat tanha an al fasha'i wal manka. So do it often, and inshallah ta'ala, you will be you will distance yourself from it, if possible. Pray your daily prayers in the masjid or in a congregation. Let's make a point to read at least a page of the Holy Quran every day. Reading the Quran get one closer to Allah, isn't it? Close to one the closer one to Allah is the father that can stay away from the Iblis, isn't it? Hence, the less they may be tempted to immorality. So when you stay with away from that, you read Quran often, you'll be closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Let's remember Allah often by doing what? By doing what? Zikr. Remembering Allah by doing zikr. Inshallah ta'ala, your mind will be with us. What kind of zikr? Astaghfirullah. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد الله أكبر حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. By doing what? Zikr, remembering Allah تبارك وتعالى. We can also consider the advice of Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم for we to get married quick, or for we to fast Monday and Thursday, fast 3 days I am in bed, 13, 14, 15 of every month. You understand me? It is important to practice lowering our gazes. You know, when you don't lower your gazes, you enter your problem into a problem, isn't it? Most of us will not look at it as anything. So it is important that you should know this. It's important that you should be able to understand it by lowering your gaze. I know in the street of Port Harcourt, anywhere you go, you will see naked women walking around, isn't it? And most of you, sometimes people get aroused by just merely seeing women, isn't it? So, but you need to lower your gazes, and this is will be important for you. So this include people interact with them, the type of movies you watch, the kind of surrounding you choose to associate ourselves with. In fact, extending our eyes to things that trigger our sexual desire is haram, except looking for one's spouse and the potential partner that you have around you. Are we together? So we have the right to look at food, but let's eat less, isn't it? You have right to look at food, but let's eat less. Eat only when you are hungry. Exercise eating does not prolong anyone's life. It instead makes them sick, as well as it further destroy the greedy, the greediness for sex. When you are full, when your belly don't full finish, you don't full well. What is the next thing you'll be thinking if you're alone? What will you be thinking? You'll be thinking of what? Sex. So eat less. Don't eat too much. So that what? You can help yourself. Exercise regularly. Exert your body. Let it feel tired so that you have a good sleep. That will help your mind and allow you to focus on good deeds, inshallah. Do you understand me? Volunteer yourself to your local mosque, your masjid, charity organization, community center. Engage yourself in activities, not to be alone. You understand me? It will make you what? It will distance you away from all this thing. So what if the only way to prevent the Omari from committing fornication as to try to shun our Muslim brothers and sisters away from sacred habit? It's also important that we admit that there are some type of people who are given stronger desire for intercourse. Considering their moral polluted era in which we live, they are unable to control themselves. Either they masturbate or commit greater offense, which can be fornication or adultery. This happens in addition to their financial inability to start lawful family. So you see them engaging in that. But to that kind of people, the secret habit may be justified, but it remains unlawful to masturbate, isn't it? It remains what? Unlawful to masturbate. So it is important they do their best and ensure that this is the last resort they can. If not, wallahi, it's not good. It's haram. Completely forbidden. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Something for the married really. Those are situations in which married individuals, especially men, will go through difficult times regarding their subject, this subject matter. They got difficult times. You see him, he's a married man. There is nothing he can do. He's still masturbating. He's still, you know, too bad. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith in iman. So sexual intercourse is just a small amount of love and affection that need to be taking place between any legal married couple, isn't it? But the effect of intercourse may last and be felt by married couple, Abi, for 3 days or more than that, in order for them to be strong and to be happy within themselves. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and me and everybody in general. May Allah strengthen our faith. And what are the implications if one masturbate? Anyone who masturbate find himself in either situation, reach orgasm, didn't reach orgasm, isn't it? Those are the two things, isn't it? He reached orgasm or he didn't reach orgasm. If the person has not reached orgasm, did not reach semen, all he has to do before he can pray is to take usual wudu. But if he has, but if they are fasting, they remain valid, inshallah. If the person reach orgasm, they are fasting become void. If they are fasting, in order for them to pray, they need to take their ghusl before what they want, before they pray. So conclusion, brothers, is Islam, masturbation is a problem. Is it a problem or not? Is it a problem or not? Every problem has its roots, isn't it? People engage with the secret habit have the responsibility of putting in the effort required to quit from it. They have the responsibility of what? Putting in the required what? Effort to put what? A stop to it. But every individual in the society, especially the Muslim society, bear the responsibility of eliminating the root cause of masturbation. However, we can dress, especially the ladies amongst us, brothers and sisters in our society, many may be a cause for the struggle of innocent persons, especially the bachelors amongst us. Especially what?
Bachelors
amongst us. Those that are always afraid to marry. Because of what? Maybe the financial problems, or maybe they think they are not yet mature to marry. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. Who must dress modestly from Islamic perspective? A Muslim male shouldn't be seen dressing like Justin Bieber. He not begin to dress like Michael Jansi. He must not be dressing like Drogba and the rest, isn't it? A Muslim have a Muslim code of dressing. And it must reflect the way Allah has made it compulsory on the women as well. So they are not our role models. Are they our role models?
No.
Michael Jansen, is he our role model?
No.
Is Drogba our role model?
No.
Is all these Roberto Carlos and the rest our role model?
No.
Are those Two-Faced Idibia our role model?
No.
Are these, how do they call them?
Yeah.
You know them, the lives of Davido, isn't it? Are they our role model?
No.
They are not our role model. But our role model is who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we need to do that. So let's please Allah in our dress. We shall contribute the same time solving many problems in our society. Solving many problems. Your children are growing. I can know some few years ago, about 10, 12, or 13 years ago, I have a friend here, Yusuf McCarthy, a customs officer. I was in his house. He has a child, and one day he wear the child is a kaftan, and the child said, "Daddy, I don't want to wear this house cloth anymore." Because he, "Oh, how can he? No problem. That kuma ariwa kajika gea piwa baraka sa house cloth anymore. You go back to the north, then you now come back and tell me you will not wear house cloth anymore." So from that moment, he sent them to the north. They never come back to this town again. You understand me? So the way and manner you bring them up is something very important as well. So I hope this discussion will go a long way in helping us, in making it an issue for you. And you can also relate with your brothers and sisters who are not here, so that this secret habit can be quit once and for all. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Thank you for listening. May Allah bless all of us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala strengthen our faith in Iman. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the mercies we deserve. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the ability to shun away from things that are bad. May Allah give us the ability to quit the sacred habit of us. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala strengthen the Ummah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us Hidayah. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us the strength. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept our fasting and salat of ibadah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Wa subhanaka Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamu ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.